This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
The Resch Center will be serving up some volleyball in Green Bay. The WIAA State High School Volleyball Tournament starts tonight at the Resch and goes for the next 4 days. The boys' teams will kick it off. From our area, Appleton North faces Catholic Memorial at 7 p.m. The girls' state tournament starts tomorrow with a number of schools from Northeast Wisconsin competing. Kimberly, Wapaka, Luxembourg, Casco all have games tomorrow night.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney has died. Cheney served 2 terms as the 46th vice president alongside George W. Bush. During his time as vice president, Cheney was one of the deciding factors in the invasion of Iraq in 2003, which was in response to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Dick Cheney was 84. We have 2 new inductees in the Packers Hall of Fame. The Packers just announced former players Tremont Williams and Earl Dotson will be inducted at the 56th Hall of Fame induction banquet this summer. Cornerback Tremont Williams played a crucial role in the defense that helped lead the Packers to a Super Bowl 45 victory. He was ranked #1 corner in the NFL that season. Earl Dotson spent his entire NFL career with the Green Bay Packers. From 1993 to 2002, Dotson served as a cornerstone of the team's offensive line during a highly successful time in Packers history. In Dotson's time, the Packers saw the team achieve 8 playoff berths and a Super Bowl victory. The gales of November are here, and a Midwest legend lives on along the northern shores of Wisconsin. 50 years after the Edmund Fitzgerald sank in Lake Superior, a new memorial now stands in Washburn to honor the crew. All 29 men were killed in the notorious wreck. The memorial is built from pieces of Ashland ore dock and includes pellets from the ship's final load. The story still echoes through generations, kept alive by the famous song that tells of that November storm. After weeks of gas prices going down, the trend reversed recently in northeast Wisconsin. Over the past week, average prices went up just over 15 cents a gallon for us, while the rest of the state saw a drop. Melissa Kay has more about the price at the pump.
Gas prices fell 4.7 cents over the last week for an average across the state of $2.75. This is 4 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 9.8 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the drop in prices will be short-lived in the Great Lakes states. Refinery challenges will cause prices to rebound soon. They say the national average should hover in the low $3 range due to a snag at a California refinery and OPEC Plus announcing another boost to oil production for December. The national average could potentially decline slightly once refinery issues are resolved.
The lowest prices for gas around Brown County are about $2.67 a gallon, which is still below the state average. Some SNAP benefits will come to Wisconsinites, but it seems they'll get less than they're used to, much later than they're used to. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has details.
In previous government shutdowns under different administrations, the government has used emergency funding to keep SNAP afloat. But this time, the USDA chose to discontinue benefits. 42 million Americans rely on SNAP to put food on the table. Here in Wisconsin, nearly 700,000 people rely on food share. Governor Tony Evers declared a state of emergency, and Wisconsin joined one of 2 lawsuits against the Trump administration. In both those cases, judges have ordered that the government must keep SNAP going. Now, the Trump administration says they will use more than $4.5 billion in emergency funding, and that's still only funding about half of what the program usually gets. In court filings, USDA officials say it'll take weeks to months to process that emergency money, leaving those almost 700,000 people here in Wisconsin still in limbo. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
On top of food share benefits that are in limbo, the federal government shutdown also led to 9 Head Start locations across our state closing their doors. Locations in Grant, Greene, Iowa, Lafayette, and Richland counties closed yesterday. Sheboygan Head Start preschools are expected to close in 11 days. That leaves hundreds of low-income families without child care so they can work and without the benefits that helped put food on their tables. Here's Jenny Maurer, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Head Start Association.
For all families, and particularly low-income families, the budget is tight. There is not a lot of room for flex, and you need to go to work. So families are really being put in impossible positions.
Here in the Badger State, 60% of households who use food share include children. 1 in 8 Wisconsinites faces food insecurity. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks fall in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks were playing back-to-back games, and it showed. They lost by 28 to the Raptors, 128-100. They're back in Milwaukee today, getting ready to host the Chicago Bulls Friday night at 7 in the first round of the NBA Cup. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers need to work more on their defense. Head coach Greg Gard after the win over Campbell Monday night.
We got a little antsy, I thought, at times, and then got burnt because of it, which is good. It's a good teaching moment. For us, I'll show them when they're up in the air spinning around while the ball's getting dribbled by. That's why we say 90% of the game is played with your feet on the floor. It's hard to move when you're up in the air when the ball's getting dribbled by you. Little things that if we continue to clean those things up, we'll become a better defensive team.
They host Northern Illinois on Friday. NFL, the Packers placing Tucker Kraft on injured reserve and elevated Josh Wiley, a tight end originally from the Titans, from their practice squad to the 53-man roster to replace Kraft. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 55 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow will be partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.